Shammy on me. Now, it's miraculous if I won't fall asleep during tonight during the shiur. I fortunately didn't have enough time to brew up coffee before I came, so it's instant coffee. I don't know if to do the trick. Beishami says, Haria Shtei Kesef. Ria is the carbon ola one brings to the Beis HaMikdash when one comes to visit Hashem on Yom Diyontif. So it must be worth $2, let's call it. Okay, $2. But Chagig Amal Kesef Chagig must be $1. Beishami means the opposite. Haria, the carbon Ria is more Kesef is $1, but Chagig Shtei Kesef Chagig is $2. Ria olos. Ria says Umar, that's a carbon ola. Chagiga shlomi. Okay, based on this, Beishamer mi marbi bo olos. Beishamer says you bring more olos. Umati b'shlomi you bring less shlomi. Beishlomi mi mati bo olos you bring less olos. Umari shlomi and you bring more shlomi. We're going to explain that. Right? Tanchum by Eloi Beishamer Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanina said Beishamer yofin lomer korbanos seteres. Beishamer learns that from the korbanos of shavuos. The korbanos of shavuos were primarily olos and less chagigos. In other words, so less shlomim, I should say. And the korban of Sibur Rashi, the korban eight, excuse me, makes the cheshbon of how many there were. I don't remember exactly. But in any event, there were more olos than shlomim. And Beis Hillel learns how you feel in the korban of Sisi, so that's why we're more, we give more significance to the olos rio, which has to be $2, as opposed to chagig, which only has to be $1. From the carbon of the Nassim. The Nassim here, the carbonator brings down that the Nassim brought a paltry 36 olos, but 206 shlomim. So from here we see shlomim more significant, and the higher sum money should be attributed to the shlomim. So says the Mara. It's not bad to learn one carbon yachid from another carbon yachid. Which carbon yachid we learn it out from? Shlomim and olos brought for yachid. In as discussed in the Mishnah, are carbonos yachid, and the Nesiim were carbonos yachid. It's more logical to infer for there. But not to learn the olos ria and the shalmi chagiga, which are carbon yachid, individual carbonos, mi carbon sivar, from the carbonos of shvutz, which are carbonos of the community, of the congregation. On the Beisham said, on the contrary, mutav lil modavish unoy yudar, it's better to learn from something which applies to all generations, which is olos ria and shami chagiga, mitav are from the things unoy l'chol daros, for something which applies to all generations, which is the carbonos brought on shavuos. Tava li where carbon is seen, do not bring me a proof from the carbon is seen. She'ein onoy l'doros, which does not apply for all generations. Okay, so that's their machlokas. Now, Tani, we learned in a bright so yesh b'riya mashem b'chagigo. There's something about riya which doesn't apply to chagigo, to the olo which doesn't apply to shlovim. V'chagigo, there's something about the chagigo mashem b'riya which doesn't apply to the riya. There's something about the shlovim doesn't apply to the yola. Shari'iya kula gavah. First, Re'iyah has got the advantage, the carbon ola which is brought because you came to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that goes completely up to heaven, right, like any other ola. Mashayin HaChagigah as opposed to HaChagigah. Furthermore, HaChagigah no yas lifnei adibur l'achar adibur. It's HaChagigah also before the Torah was given, as we'll explain momentarily. Mashayin Ken Re'iyah as opposed to Re'iyah, can't have Re'iyah before the Torah is given because there's nowhere to go to visit Hashem, to see Hashem. So it only is after the Torah is given. Where do we see Chagiga and Oyel Slifnei Adibur? Where do we see Shetain that was a Korban Chagiga before Matan Torah? So I said, don't take me literally. I don't mean there actually was a Korban Chagiga, but Lashon Chagiga no Hegas. The language which pertains to Chagiga, the language of Chag, is to be found before Matan Torah Lifnei Adibur, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, the power Shalachas Ami, send my nation, Be'achiguli Ba'midbar, and they will do a Chag for me in the Midbar. And the implication there, of course, is that it's Korbanos, right? So therefore, we see the Chag is mentioned even before Matan Torah. Now, there's yet a third facet of Yontif, other than the Korban Chagiga and Korban Shlomi, and the Shami Chagiga and Korban Riyah, and Olas Riyah. There's Simcha, there's joy. Simcha is unique and has qualities that do not apply to the other two. A, Simcha, you can have your own simcha on something which you own yourself on. I can piggyback on your simcha. I can eat your korban. I can eat your drink your wine, right? I don't have to have my own simcha. I can have simcha through your stuff, right? Some even a bigger simcha. Furthermore, now the korban epnei Moshe have certain shadness. I don't like the pshat. What I think it means is that simcha, you would think simcha you only yotze with shami chagiga. So it's like a shita like that in the Bavli. The only shami chagiga constitutes true simcha. So the Bavli shami says it's not true. You can be yotze even something which is not royal lekach, not dark lekach. In other words, let's say you like salmon, so you can have simcha with salmon. Happens to be that's not what the Torah prescribes. But when anything goes, the Torah, as long as it makes you happy, that's fine. So that's what it means here, right? Simcha applies. Vein b'davar shadarkul kain, both the thing which is normally the custom of simcha, meaning a korban. Vein b'davar shein darkul kain, or something which is not normally the custom, such as fish, or whatever the case may be. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, by v'lama leinar amri, why don't we say? I'm sorry, ve'elu, and these, the other two things, carbon ria, carbon chagiga, shami chagiga, and carbon ria, ain't ogin el mishalo, you're grabbing on your own, umidavish, and davish shadagul chain had to be, of course, for the specific parameters of these carbonas as they are required. Rabbi Yossi asked, well, lama lein on omri, why don't we say, koshu chayibri, chayibri simcha, and let's say anybody who's chayibri, is chayibri simcha. Why don't you mention this difference? There are some people who are chayv and re'iyah who are chayv and simcha. And there are some who are chayv and simcha, not chayv and re'iyah. They don't come to the base of mikdash. Who are they? Nashim, women. Chayav and simcha, they're liable to be happy. But they do not have to come to be seen in the base of mikdash. Rabbi Lezer says, Gemara, you know what? Theoretically, you're right. And Echanami, the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. This being an opinion which argues. Rabbi Lezer's argues. He holds. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Nemakan Simcha. It says. Sorry. Rabbi Shul Leyumar, Rabbi Simbisamachta, Afilumi Makulin. So he holds, like we just said, that Simcha is even a butcher meats, butcher store meat. You don't have to actually bring a korban. Makulin is a butcher store. So no matter what, wherever you get your meat, that's okay. It doesn't have to be actual korbanos. Rabbi Lezer argues. Rabbi Lezer nema kan simcha. It says here simcha, and it says simcha elsewhere. Ma simcha, I forget where the other place is. She says, v'sabachta shlomim v'chalta shom. I don't remember what the pasuk is talking about there. Anyway, it says simcha here, it says simcha over there. Maybe. I don't remember what it is. So, ma simcha mur l'hal and shlomim, just like over there, shlomim, avkan, so to hear when it says simcha v'yantav itself, without mentioning korbanos, it also is referring to shlomim. Rav Chuna ocha pashut kol shiva. Rav Chuna said, held, it's true you need to have simcha, but you just if you're poor, so you don't spend more than you have, you ate just a pashut's worth. A pashut is the type of coin, all 7 days, and then eat with great generosity even to himself. But the bottom line is he felt that you had to have meat b'dafka or simcha, and although it obviously was not karbonos anymore, he felt that you have to have some meat at least every day. Okay. Amar Yochanan, Yochanan said, "Ma v'kesef v'steak."
So, how pasha kol shiva except for yantif where you ate meat?
No, pasha means a coin's worth. Oh. A pasha is a type of coin, like a pruta's worth. Mm. So, yeah, a pruta's worth of meat every day. That's what it means. Amar Yochanan, kol shiva yantif. Even kol amoyed. So, din simcha even kol amoyed. That's what you say. Okay.
About
what?
Every day for Shabbos.
Yeah. So that.
Av Chol Hamoed.
Amar Yochanan, Ma Kesef Ushtei Kesef. The shiur which you mentioned our mission, which was Sodei Machlokes Beis Shammai Beisil, how much? $1 or $2. Dvar Torah. This is a Doraisa that you have to pay this money. Says the Gemara. Atan Rabbi Yossi Kum Rabbi Yochanan. The Tad Rabbi Yossi learned, Rabbi Yasser actually learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Ria koshu midoraisa. There's no shear for ria. No shear. Give me a mashu. Chachomim shomru ma'al kesef v'shnei kesef. Chachomim, the ones who gave this year, have ma'al kesef v'shnei kesef. Says Mar V'yesh kein zu. Is there such a concept? How could it be Chachomim gave a shir? What do you mean? The rise has no shir? What Chachomim give a shir? Says Mar V'yona. Rabbi Yonah said, kol shirim lo Chachomim heishanasnu. Aren't all shirim, we had this several times in Yerushalmi already, at least once. Aren't all in Sukkah. Aren't all beta, no payer payer? Aren't all shirim from Divrei Chachamim? In other words, this is the concept of Moser Makosel Chachamim. The Torah gave out the Chachamim to determine what shirim or stuff were, right? So therefore, all shirim are in essence derabbanan. Kizayis min ames, the kizayis from a person who died. Kizayis min avela, the kizayis from a carcass. Uchadoshim min asheretz, and the size of one from asheretz on the olach l'moshe misinai. So says the Gemara. Lo asamashal elakai detani. It's not going. Sorry, I forgot what this means. Oh, so this is the difficulty on Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, lo asamashal elakai. What really meant to ask Rabbi Yochanan is not that. Is not for the how the shir must be the right, because the shir can be given by Rabbanan. Rabbanan would give him the right to ask to give shir.
Is Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's question is a little strange. I mean, his answer is a little strange.
It's an answer to the question.
Yeah, but...
The question is, yesh kenzu. Rabbi Yonah says, of course there's kenzu.
Yeah, but it's strange that the question relates to a shir of kesef in order for whatever. We're talking about simcha, yet he answers them strictly in tuma.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because those are prevalent.
Could have picked so many other things of Rabban giving shir for dini d'oraisa.
I take that back. The reason why he gave this is because these things don't have to do with achila yet. Nonetheless, the shir is a good size.
See that again?
These things don't have to do with achila yet. Nonetheless, the shir is a good size. This it brings into focus the concept of Rabban making a shir. It's very strange. Why should it be a good size to begin with? So must he must not cost a chomer.
Nuzer drinking wine. They say the shir was a revius. They're the ones who set up the shir being a revius.
No, I'm asking, but that's you're ingesting. Here, there's nothing being ingesting. Because ice mean avela means
yeah, okay.
To contact the tumor.
I understand, but they're setting a shir of something that actually you have to ingest.
Well, I don't
the shear of ma'al kesef is how much do you have to consume?
No, you don't have to consume any. It might be the shear of a carbon ria.
I thought the ma'al kesef has to do with to mekayim simcha.
No, chas v'shalom.
It's not the simcha?
No, it's a value. One of ma, we said dollar, $2. One that buys the carbon, old carbon.
Yeah.
Okay. Ria, one buys a shami chagiga.
Yeah,
it's not the shear of simcha. It's no shear of simcha.
But
such a brisker. There's no shear of simcha.
There's
got to
be
a
shear of simcha.
No, there's no shear of simcha. The Eimei Bracha tries to fetch a shear into simcha in its chidushim. There's no such thing. That's why briskers are choshesh that they're nervous on mech. Smeka derais l'chumra.
Our discussion about,
it's true. That's a they'll make bracha on the summit. They'll make shechiyanu.
Our whole discussion is right now is simcha.
Chas v'sholem, where are you getting this from?
How come I says v'yeshus chay b'simcha and chay b'ri? So we start talking about noshim, then we start.
Then we're finished.
But then we start talking.
We started from Rabbi Yochanan's new thing.
But the rias to the notion of simcha, nevahal simcha, nevakam simcha. I thought we're still talking about simcha.
No, I misled you then.
When did we switch from simcha?
Period. The second to last narrow line, last word in the line. I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
So then afterwards we're no longer talking about simcha?
Correct. We're talking about the specific shir of Olas Riyah and Shishami Chagiga.
Okay.
Let's start from there again. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'a kesef shnei kesef. These shurim, not in simcha, but in the values of korban dvar Torah. They must be d'oraisa. Tana Rabbi Yossi, kum Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yassar. Excuse me, said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Riyah koshu. It's not true. Riyah d'oraisa is no matter what, that the korban should be worth something, a pruta. Chachamim, the ones who made it $1, $2. Amalevi'esh came too, so he says there's such a thing that Rabbanu makes shurim. Rabbi Yonah, yes. Kol shurim lo chachamim. Heim shenastu kazayis minames kazayis sevel chadash mesheret are the ones who made it up. Don't ask that question. Rather, that's another question. Like that, the time Rabbi Yosha, like the Brises, Rabbi Yosha just said over. The time Rabbi Yosha said, "Lo yero panarekom," you should not see me empty-handed. Afilu kol shehu, no matter how small, you gotta give something. Chachomim shomru, this is still Rabbi Yosha instead of speaking. Chachomim are the ones who say, Ma kesef shtei kesef. The rice are just your hands should be empty. You can give God some bubble gum. Marmid Rabbana, they didn't have bubble gum back then. I'm sorry. It was just a joke. But the Midarid Rabbana, they said, Ma kesef shtei kesef. Okay, so here we see a clear cut machlokas. Rabbi Yosha says it's the Masr Nakosel Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Dvar Torah, right? So we're going to speak about that for a while. So it says, Mare, Pekashia. We are difficult like this. Since he holds it's I'm not sure exactly what the derivation of the various words in the sentence is, but the question is, the kasha where difficulty is min du samach l'advar Torah. Where's the derisa smach? Or do you want a smachta? Where do we find that smachta? Where do we find the allegory, or the not allegory, the allusion to this in the Torah? So says the Gemara again, Bekasha, it's difficult. Mindu samachla, from where will you find an asmachta the Dvar Torah, which alludes this in the Torah? Because we have principle, like immediate learn mizu beraisa. It's not alluded to in the Torah itself, right? So it says, Huamar, he said, Chachomim shomru ma kesem shtei kesem. So the truth is, even though we have no asmachta, nevertheless, that's the Rabbanan. In other words, we're not really giving an answer to the question. Well, the Rabbanan is that ma kesem shtei kesem is a shir of chagiga on Riyah. Because I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbun. Rabbi Yochanan Gedaita, Rabbi Yosha Gedaita. The truth is, they follow the line of reasoning.
Could that have been read as part of the whole question?
Yeah.
Rakashim min do samach la devar Torah, hu amru chachamim hem sha amru ma kesem shtei kesem. Where's a smach for this notion that in the Torah that the Rabbanan gave him the sheer ma kesem shtei kesem? Can that all be part one of the testament?
I'm not sure, because let's see how you read the further continuation here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Daite, Rabbi Yosha Daite. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosha follow the line of reasoning. What is that? Rabbi Yosha Domar Ochel Isser Bezman Azeh. Script. The Rabbi Yochanan Domar Yochanan says, Kosher Velochel Moshe Misinai. He holds Osher Velochel Moshe Misinai. So since that, Heavy Domar, Mokesh Tekes, we always told that even if it's not alluded to in the Torah itself, this I think is really the answer. Even though it's not alluded to in the Torah itself, it's still Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai don't have to have specific allusions to the Torah. Other things do, but not Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? Halacha Moshe Misinai can just be a Misera. So Heavy Domar, Mokesh Tekes, it's by the Torah. Rabbi Yeshua Gedaite. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, has a fundamentally waffly approach. Reosh Duam Reosh is one who says, "Ha Eimel Eichelisa Bisman is this when he eats a prohibited substance in our day and age." Tzarich Lishan Tzarich Lishan is one of its shurim. He has to remember, commit to memory the shurim where he ate. Shema Yamay Beis Din Acher. You know what? Maybe today the Beis Din of the RCA will get up and say, "For matzah, we want to be machmir." Of course, the RCA basin wants me machmir. So they'll come up with a chumrah. They'll say, now, from now on, nay, the shear is not gazayis anymore. The shear is ostrich egg. So they're allowed to do that because the basin can change the interpretation of the previous basin, right? So they can come along and say, oh, shurim in the Torah, ostrich egg, shurim. It's entitled to do so. So that's why any time you commit an issue, you have to write down how much you ate, what the volume was. Because maybe someday, so Shemiyah based in Acher, another base will come. Be shadow of the shirim will change the shirim. Be there maize or shirachal, and ask no. Maybe he ate too much, too little. You know, what shir he ate? Heavy duamar, so he holds obviously ria koshi. He holds ria is koshi. There's no limit up or down for ria, because obviously he holds that all shirim are in flux. You know, face the Victoria gave a shear of all shear in flux at all time. Our bonnet just determined catch as catch can every generation, right? So says the Gemara. And who am I? He says Riyah Kosher. Chachamim show more kesef and shtei kesef. And Chachamim said that that they determined to be a more kesef and two kesef. I mean, they said Chazba Rabbi Yochanan Hada. They wanted to say Rabbi Yochanan reneged on what he held previously from the following statement. Rabbi Yonah son both said Lo Chazba. He did not renege from the following statement. Furthermore, from here, Dom Rabbi Lo, B'shem Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yosef, Nei Rabbi Ami, Spalg and Chizki of Rabbi Yochanan, Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan and Machlokas. Chizki Amar, Chizki said, Adam Chole Chavasu Shtei Behemos. A person who owes a korban, the base of Mikdash, or Shami Chagiga, and he'll promise a pledge of $8, but he can only find two animals, each of which is worth $4, so he splits up his pledge among the two animals, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, you cannot split up your pledge to animals. You have to replicate the amount of money you're going to spend. Now, what does this mean? Rabbi Yochanan, or rather, let's start with the other opinion here. Who's the other opinion? Rabbi Ami. Chizkia says you split up to two animals. If Chizkia holds you split up to two animals, right? The Chiv. So he must hold that what's primary? The animals or the money?
Money.
A person can divide his obligation among two animals. He can't divide his obligation among two animals. He's got to have $2 for each animal. In other words, since Rabbi Yochanan holds the shears, the raisa, so Rabbi Yochanan holds each animal you want to bring us worth $2. At least the first one, the more is going to say. But each animal should have to be worth $2. If the Iker Chiv is for korbanos which are worth $2, so you can't split the $2 among two animals, right? Because the Iker Chiv is to have
the money.
I'd say part of the Ikrachim to have the money, right? Each Ola should be worth $2. So if you can't split it among multiple animals, whereas the other Tana holds, Rabbi Yahlob Hashem Chizke hold, they can't split it. Because what's the Ikr? There is no Ikr Shir Midaraisa. The Shir is the Rabbana. So the evidence is the Shir is the Rabbana, Midaraisa is no Ikr Shir, so bring as many animals as you want, you know, as long as at the end you'll make up $2. Okay, since there's no shear of the right, so all the shear of the rabbanan, they didn't apply the shear to every specific animal. They applied only to the sum total of the money you sent. Okay? Now, Rabbi Shimon Lokashim Chizkiah said, Adam Teufel Behemos Lebehema. If you have one animal which you can take, which is not for Meister Shani money, you can add on for your Shamichai, you can add on a bunch of them for practice purposes, I guess. You can add, it's just for Carbon's purposes here. You can add on several animals to the animal you already gave because the chiv is in the animal. So therefore, as long as you gave one animal, which is okay, the other animals you can add, and here the Mepharshim say, even if the other animals are Meister Sheni animals. In other words, you bought them the other animals from Meister Sheni. And generally speaking, the halacha by Meister Sheni is you can only use Meister, the halacha by Carbon is you can only buy Carbon's from Chulin or provide from the Chulin. You can't provide Carbon's from Meister Sheni. It's money which you redeemed from Meister Sheni, you cannot then turn around and use it to buy new Carbonos. Am I making myself clear?
That's because you're supposed to spend the money
for food.
Yeah, but food, not
food, for karbanos, right.
Because it's kosher to begin with.
Right. But so he holds that that's what he says. Nevertheless, as long as one of your animals is okay, that's your ikar chiyuv. So then the rest of the animals you can buy from Ma'aser Sheni, because they're not obligations very much to fill, they're just nedavos. And nedavos, you can make Ma'aser Sheni funding into nedavos, you can't make the primary karbanos. However, you cannot add on money to money. I mean, if you have money which you want to use, and do you want to add on a dovah, some Ma'aser Sheni money, besides that, and together buy a large carbon, you can't do that, because Chizki holds it's a din in the behema, and therefore the behema must be distinct, and if you mix the money in order to buy it, then the money is no longer distinct, right? And Rabbi Yochanan says the exact opposite. Rabbi Yochanan, the primary chiv is the money, so therefore Adam Teufel Moslema, a person can on as much money he wants as long as his first ma is chulin. So then he can add on Ma'aser Sheni. Then Adam Teufel Behemus Behema. But if you have a lot of scrawny animals which you want to use to make up the two most, that you can't do, because of the, assuming some of them from Ma'aser Sheni money, right? Because there the halacha is, so according to Chizkiya, the first animal, the initial animal, has to be free and clear of any obligation of Ma'aser Sheni. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the first ma has to be free and clear of any obligation of Ma'aser Sheni. Okay? Says it more further, Tapim, and I'll skip the last two words of the Dalmaze, the Kormane takes about. Hoyle fun of Esther Behemus, interesting case, he had 10 animals. You need a lot of corned beef before you answer.
I wonder how many cows are slaves for the average chasna. It's an interesting thing. Speaking of corned beef, there's a statistic being interesting now.
A person had 10 animals. So he brought 5 on the first day. The Vamois and the other ones, can you bring on the last day? You bring them on Cholamoid. Rabbi Crispy Omar, he said, Yisbalgun, Rabbi Yochanan Shem Melodah, it's also Machlos, Rabbi Yochanan Shem Melodah, it's a little later one. Chad Amar, Adoich, one says it push it off, Bechoron Amar, Eir Adoich, the other says it doesn't push off. Loidi, Manamardo, we don't know which one said which. On Rabbi Zer, Rabbi Zer said, then Farish Milan, the Rabbi will explain the words of the rabbis. Nefarish Milan, the Rabbi, and Milan, the Rabbi Yochanan, will separate the words of Rabbi from the words of Rabbi Yochanan. No, that's not the way to read it. Point. Sorry. The Farish Milan the Rabban. We'll explain the words of rabbis. Colon. Made me land the Rabbi Yochanan for that which Rabbi Yochanan said to Omar, Adam Teufel Moslema, that you can add a money of Ma'aser Sheni to your initial ma as long as it's chulin. So, and there ain't no Adam Teufel Behemus Behem, but you cannot add on multiple animals to make up your ma because they're all scrawny. Who do Omar Teufel? He pushes, so he says, you sacrifice 5 out of 10. So you show me hyperlink. You sacrifice 5 out of 10. The other 5 are slept along. Why? Because they originally were one group. So since they're originally one group, so therefore you can sacrifice the other 5 not on the first day of the Misra, but on the last day of the Misra. Where do we see that here? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Adam Teufel Mos Lamo, you can add on money to money, right? And Adam Teufel Pay Mele Pay, but you can add on...
No, I'm saying that wrong. Let me sure I get it right. Let's try this today. One second. Sheesh, now I'm lost.
Well, let's take it again from the fourth line down. On Rabbi Tira, Nefarish Mil and Rabbona, we'll explain them. Mil the Rabbi Yochanan Dormer said, Adam Teufel, Moslema, a person can add money on his initial sum, even from Ma'aser Sheni. But ain't no dumb teufel behemus lebehem. A person cannot add on scrawny animals to make up the first ma. Who do Omar?
Zayche. He said it pushes off even yontav achron.
Oh, I got it. Okay. This is the flip side. Now I remember it. Flip side is like this. Okay, got it. Flip side is like this. Rabbi Yochanan holds no shear. For the animals, what is the shear on?
Money.
The flip side says many animals you tack on, they're all kodosh. In other words, as many animals as you're makdish are kodosh, because I look really at the money. as the gvul. The gvul is not in animals. The gvul is in money. You want to be my Rav Shimon, bring more animals, they all become kadosh. Rav Shimon Lakish says, excuse me, the gvul is the animals. So there's, you cannot, the Torah said in essence, we look at a group of 10 animals, really, one animal, it's 1 in 9. It's not 10, it's 1 in 9. Because I'd be according to Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish holds the Torah never gave a share of money. The Torah gave a share of an animal, one animal. So therefore, after the first animal, every animal is independent. The Torah never gave a shear for animals. The Torah gave a shear for money, right? But if you have 10 animals, in theory, they could all go together, right? Since there is no shear for animals, either up or down, the shear is really on the money itself. You do have to say, I'm not even sure, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that all 10 animals have to equal one more. What it means is that since there's no shear on the animals up, there's no share on the minimum, no minimum share on the animals, I should say. There's no maximum share on the animals.
Yes, according to Rishos Lakish, what if the first animal isn't worth the law?
You're not Yotze. Forget it. You're not Yotze at all. You're not Yotze. Carbon and the carbon either.
You tack on animals.
It doesn't do you any good. You'll never be Yotze. Because he holds the...
So that's why there's no Kedusha. No,
what's that? According to Rishos Lakish? One animal is always enough. You mean according to Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan, you can tack on.
You can tack on animals, right?
They all take on the Kedusha.
Right, but you're not Yotze and you're Yotze Yechiv in Mini Hidden Ma.
Yeah.
Okay, so but as many animals as there are in that, right?
Yeah.
So that means that animals can be joined together. According to Reish Lakish, there's no integral connection between the animals. The first animals are one of Yotze with, the other ones are not Yotze with at all. They're carbonos, but they're not carbonos which are part and parcel of the chiyuv. So now it comes up very good. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that all the animals are combined together. So if you sacrifice 5 the first day Yontif, you have to sacrifice 5 the last day Yontif. Because once you start being Doich Yontif, you continue being Doich Yontif, right? Even the last day Yontif, 7 days hence. According to Reish Lakish, however, who holds that the parameter doesn't follow the money, but the parameter follows the animal, each animal is distinct once you get past the first one. So therefore, just because you did 5 the first day Yontif, it doesn't give you the right to do 5 the last day Yontif as well. There's no such sanction. Okay? Says Gemara, Rav Shimon Bar Ba'al, 3 lines before the Mishnah, Shimon Bar Ba'al, Shimon Yochanan said, "Loyal Mamoyz to Poyel of a Doich Hasayotif." This, of course, makes the point we just made, which is that he can continue adding on and being Doich Hasayotif Achiyom until he says, "Em Bedati Lohosif." He keep on adding on more and more animals and being Doich more and more Yotif. Again, because just he doesn't count animals, he counts money. So, therefore, the more animals you need, the you add, the more the merrier. It's interesting, the poskim, the Stei Chemet, learns from here, the Ushalmi and Mavur brings it down. Stei Chemet learns from here about Tekiah Shofar. As long as you didn't say, I'm stopping, keep on blowing the rest of the day. Even once you pass 100 calls, you can keep on blowing, yeah. Because that's what it says here. You can, until a person says stop, so he makes a conscious decision to stop, he continues to sacrifice the carbonos. So okay. Send the Tekiah Shofar, which is the Mitzvah Sayyam, which wrote with Rosh Hashanah.
So what about Baal Tosif?
About those who wouldn't apply? Only do if you did it the next day. Because this whole day is shy for the mitzvah. Okay, Olas B'moin, and Olas on Yontif, both mean Achulim, comes from Chulim, because Olas are, well, who was going to say why? Ushlomi and Maiser, Shlomi can come from Maiser Sheni as well. But Yontif Ishan Shilchag, on the first day of Yontif, Beisham Rim and Achulim, Beisham says that's come from Chulim. The song may even mean a miser can even come from miser. Right? Tarchum Bari, Loi Bisham Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, Kach Mashim Beisham of the Beisil. This is what Beisham said to Beisil. Davashu Bachova, Bamina Miser. I don't understand. So what you're required to bring, the Lucham Riga, how can you possibly bring from a miser? It doesn't belong to you. Miser is shady. It doesn't belong to you. How can you bring it as a carbon? So says the Gemara. Armelam Beisil said to him, "Afilu bechol, even on a weekday. Shemen emivah echom mina chulin. Can't you bring one of the chulin loaves, the teufel of meiser, and join it together with the meiser loaves, right? Because maybe achs mina chulin, the teufel of meiser. Here too, he brings one of from chulin, and joins it together with the meiser.
I'm sure I explained this well."
I did it backwards, that's why. Let's start from Amr Lanigan, the fourth line down the more. Amr, Ila b'chol shema nemei v'achsim in a chulin v'toifel ha'maiser. On a weekday, can you bring one chulin and can you bring one from chulin and add on maiser? Right. What he says, what Basil responds to Bisham is really, no, you misunderstood us. There was a case of broken telephone, miscommunication. We never said that the prime animal you bring can breed from Meiser. We agree with you. That's a portion you can't do. We said additional animals can be brought from Meiser. That's what he says. Ilu b'chol shemen evi achzim echulin v'toifel Meiser. If you, on a weekday, you bring one animal from chulin, you can add on to the one which is meiser. Become maybe achas mina chulin v'toyful meiser. Here you can also bring one animal from chulin and add on one from meiser as well. So really, that's not the primary one. We agree with you. The primary one you have to own before your makdishah, but you can tack on. Minayish v'toyful meiser. You know you can tack on meiser animals to any other goods or other carbon ashlamim. I'm Rabbi Yossi ben Chayyeh said, this drush is not from the Bavli. Nemakan masas, it says your masas. Masas is a gift. Nemakan, it says Zeran kilotu chal say so. You cannot bear it. Mas say so, Murla alon, just like there it's where it's talking about you cannot bear it yet, it means you have too much maaser sheir to take up to Yerushalayim, right? Av say so, Murkan, here too, where it says that you can take korbanos from masas, it's talking about avkan maaser sheir too, it's from maaser sheni. Amrei Lezer Blazer says, and vice versa, Ne'emar kan simcha, Ne'emar lahalon simcha. It says simcha in both places by Yotam Meiser Sheni. Ma simcha mur lahalon Meiser, just like simcha over there is Meiser. I've consulted where it says simcha, Meiser, it's also talking about Meiser. V'yavi kula mina Meiser. So how do you know that you can't bring everything you have to bring? Korban Riyah and Shami Chagiga from Meiser. Why you have to bring other korbanos? Ulebra Yishmael Amar. Nema kan masas v'nema la'alon. Yeah, bring all the so it says more Shmuba. The Shmuel says nema kan masas. It says here masas by korbanos of yontif v'nema la'alon v'ter masas binyomi. It says binyomi got five times as much as the other brothers when Yosef gave them gifts. Ma masas shenema la'alon. It's a very interesting drasha. Ma masas shenema la'alon, just like the masas where it says by binyomi. Achas ikor, he got one portion just like the other brothers. And then he got Vashatfeel, he got other ones tacked on. Av Masa Shinema Khan, so to the Masa to the stated here, Achas ikor, you have to have one which is primary, Vashatfeel, and the rest are tack ons. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabum, but you can tack on from my shame, but you have to have one primary. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabum, Valo, I have a question. Aren't Shami Nadavish Kashami Chagigo, or the Kermit A changes and says, aren't Shami Chagigo Kashami Nadavat, but the import is the same. Why, how come, what about Shami Nadava? Aren't Shami Nadava like Shami Chagigo, Vilomo Teufel Elaine? Vilomo Teufel Elaine. So even though Shami Chagigo and Shami Nadavat, induction only with Shami Chagigo, and not a deduction of Shami Nadava. Lamedcha to teach us Shadoichin Lemes Ayontif. Good question. I'll tell you why. It says in order to teach us that they're Doichiyontif, that only these are Doichiyontif and not other Korbanos of Doichiyontif. Other Korbanos of Yontif, which you bring, other than the Dorim Nadava, which you bring Yontif, they have to be Barnachal Moir or if Yontif, they're not Doichiyontif itself. Okay? So here it says Masah, specifically by Shami Chagiga, to tell us, that, and not by Shami Nadava, to tell us that we sacrifice our yontif. I'm not sure what the exact limud is. Oh, yeah. Because the word that the Kormenei brings, I forgot. Kormenei says, because it says masas here, it says masas over here, and it says masas by Shavuos. And since it says masas here, it says masas by Shavuos, it says masas. It says masas by Meiser and Meiser Sheni. It says masas by the Shami Chagig of Shavuos. So it's coming to tell us that Karbonos brought from the Meiser Sheni as tacons to the Shami Chagig or Doich Shavuos, just like the Shami Chagig themselves. Not just the Shami Nedavar. The Shami Nedavar taka not Doich. Let's see, the side brings Slam Shlomim on Shavuos. It's not Doich. But the Shami Chagig is Doich Yodif. right? Not Shabbos, of course, but Yontif. So the tack on Karbonos from Meiser, since the Gzer Shava Masas, they're also Doicha Yontif as well, unlike Karbonos Shalmei Nedova. Okay, the next Mishnah. Yisrael Yetzi Medecha Wasim Medorim Nedovas, Yisrael Yetzi Der Chiyav Ber Nedorim Nedovas, Uva Meiser Behema. Now let's talk about the Chiyav of Simcha, back to Simcha again. You can be Yetzi Der Chiyav of Simcha by Nedorim Nedovas. It doesn't just have to be the Shalmei Chagiga, those are nice carbonos to bring, but any carbon in which you can eat the meat of, you can be Yetzi Simcha, the Din of Simcha. Not the separate mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga, but the Din of Simcha Siyantim. Okay, so Yisrael Yetzi Dechavosim Medorim Nedovas of Meiser Behema, they can be Yetzi with any of these carbonos. Va'kohani b'chatas v'asham, Kohani can be Yetzi with chatas and asham, v'chazer v'shok, the chatas v'asham, chazer v'shok of any carbon they get, and a b'char, avalo b'oifes, no simcha and chicken, v'lo v'nachos, nor mincha nachos. Rabbi Zilu and Ulebre by Yishmael Hashem Elezer said, Shami Chagiga Sheshechton Meir V'Regel, if you slaughtered Shami Chagiga from before Yotav, Eina Yotav Meir V'Dech Havasim Regel, not Yotav Chiv on Yotav. In order to have a halacha of Shami Chagiga, you have to be able to shech them on Yotav proper. Special halacha. Hey, so Rabbi Bo asked, what time do you learn Chagiga Sidav Yotav Meir V'Dech Mishum Simcha? So Chagiga slaughtered on Erev Pesach, which you use in order to eat Pesach al Asova. You can be Yotav Simcha with that. It's not a Shami Chagiga, but Simcha you have. So we see Simcha reading Simcha at least in Yotze if it's not Slur and Yotif. Rabbi Zeir said, no, Tipata Sheshach the Regal. You only Yotze Simcha also if you Shech the Yotze proper. Rabbi Zeir said, Sheshach the Regal, it's a Chagiga Yudal. If you Shech the Yotze, it's not called Chagiga Yudal. We're talking about Chagiga Yudal. The 14th thing.
It's also special halacha with Korban Pesach.
Right. 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 So obviously it's Shechta before Pesach, right? Micah doing so. What he had, he come out. Rabbi Zeir said, Adana Tamanu, while I was still in Bavel, Shoma Tana, I heard, he was learning over Ula by Yishmo, but Shem Rabbi Loza said, and Katzalikis Loch, when I came there, so I heard the same thing. Shoma Tana, I learned Chiyah by Shem Rabbi Loza, for Yisa Ach Samech. Now I'm going to learn this the way the Gears is in Masechta Sukkah. In the Yerushalmi, which is the opposite of what it says here. Vayisach Samech L'Rabbah Slei the Yontif Harishon L'Simcha. It's a special series of custom. Vayisach Samech, you have to be happy the first night of Yontif, and that teaches us that even Chagigas Yudal works. Even Chagigas Slur for Yontif makes you happy. You do Simcha. Why? It's a series of custom. Vayisach Samech. So it says more Yochalaf Slei the Yontif Achron. Who says maybe it's going on Yontif Achron? We could talk a shech the day before on Chol HaMoed, who said it's going on Yotav Rishon. Tamu Lomar Ach. It says Ach. Ach means add on one night. O Chilif. Says more, maybe add on the last night. Who says the first night? Switch around. Reb Chiyah B'Shem Miller said, V'samachta B'chagecho. Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Lazar, Taka argues. And he says, V'samachta B'chagecho means, Mishad Mischai B'chagio, Mischai B'simcha. You taka only chayev in chagiga when you're chayev in sin. Only when you're only chayev in sin when you're chayev in chagiga, which means taka only from haniyot of itself. In other words, he taka learns chiluf. He learns that ach samech is the last night. Why is that? Because you only chayev in simcha when you're chayev in chagiga. When you're chayev in chagiga, only on Pesach. Hay chagiga siyudal, it's taka not simcha. So it's machlokas. One madomer says ach samech means even the first night. And he holds Chagigas Yudal Taka is the din of Simcha. The other man, Domer, holds that no, Chagigas Yudal doesn't generate Simcha. Because the only Simcha with, the only Simcha, only carbon which is linked to Simcha, or the, rather the only carbon which indicates that it's the time of Simcha, is the carbon Chagigas sacrifice on Yotav itself. And therefore there is no Simcha on the first night, it's only Simcha subsequently. Only Simcha on Yotav, the other nights of Yotav and Yotav Achron. Okay.
Why can't you just learn that Pesach
is a unique? That's talking what Rabbi Chiyah says. Rabbi Chiyah says the Rabbi Slele Yontav Rishon, according to the version of Girsa in Sukkah. But what can you do? It's a machlokas. Like all good things in Judaism. Says Mar Vatina. Hey, see when they ask, how can you say it's no Simcha the first night? Vatina did learn a halav Simcha Shmoina. Says how on Simcha 8 days, right? So I got Simcha. Imagine this. Shachal Yontav Rishon Leos B'Shabbos, right? If Yontav first day of Yontav comes on Shabbos, when are you going to have Simcha? The Shoyach Lemeir of a Regal, Shecht Erev Yotav Einat Yochol. You can. The Rambam is Zil Ula B'Shem Rav Rabbi Rabbi Shmo B'Shem Elazar Shamei Chayir Sheshecht Erev Regel Shecht Erev Erev Yotav. And it's Yotav Beidei Chovasan. You're not your Beregel. You're not your Tzurchiv on the Yotav. Shechtem regel, you can't shechtem on the yotav itself. So Kfar Laman, you already learned she'ein chagigot derech Shabbos. So chagigot doesn't push up Shabbos. So therefore, emosai omu halav odoa simcha shmoina. When is halav and simcha for 8 days? It must be that chagigot of erev yotav also generates simcha. If it says simcha 8 days, it must be chagigot of erev yotav simcha. No. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, kaima ravudma nechaisa ravduma the yored. Said the Kohanim was Seir. So the Kohanim have Simchim on the first day Yontif, because they eat the Seir brought of the Chatas on first day Yontif, and they eat it, if you recall, when it comes on Shabbos, they eat it
raw.
That's right. And that's their Simcha, steak tartare. So they have the Simcha of, they can have Simcha only the Kohanim take it, but the Kohanim can have Simcha all 8 days with raw steak on the first day when it comes on Shabbos. Okay? But in Chlami, the Maskan, the Gemara, and so Mar here is that Chigus Yudal does not generate Simcha.
Can't you say that Shabbos itself has its own intrinsic Simcha?
Yeah, but you're talking about Simcha's Korbanos, not the Simcha of Yontif, which you talked about over here. Talking about the specific Chiyam of Simcha's Korbanos. Okay? Avelo ifas lo menachas not ofas a menachas to receive zevach. So zevach and zevach means a korban. Korban means not one which is slaughtered, not one which is malika and no birds. Bishesh lo ochim ruvim nechasim altim. Somebody's got a lot of eaters and very few and not much property. Maybe shlamim rubas, he brings a lot of shlamim. Vos maltos and not so many olos. Ochim altim is that a few eaters and nechasim ruvim but a lot of property. Maybe olos rubas, he brings a lot of olos. So shlamim altos and not so many shlamim. Zevazem mu'atim, if you have very few eaters and very few property, very little property, elzenamar mokas or shtekas, you give the minimum. Zevazem ruin, if you have a lot of eaters and a lot of property, elzenamar ishkamat nasi, although each person like the gift of his hand, givirkas Hashem ulkech shenosan according to the bracha of Hashem that he gave you. Now, says more a different drasha. Only if you have a chavah, what if you have a poor guy and he nevertheless he brings a lot of korbanos? Korean Yolov, I say about this, Ishkamat Nos Yodo, it's his giving. He gave of his own, Mesiris Nefesh. What about Noshe Vyodo Muato, a stingy rich guy? Korean Yolov, I say about him, Elot Gegeven garnished. He didn't give anything. Kibirkas Hashem Lukecha Shernosan Loch. Even what you gave, it's from the Bruch of Hashem, it's not your own giving, it's not attributed to you, because you're a lowlife, you could have given a lot more. Ani v'yadamuto, if he's an ani, he doesn't have much, he doesn't have the inclination to give, alzenemar, ain't pachdre kesef, we tell him at least don't give less than 2 kesef. Ish says an ish has to be happy in yotav prat lakotam. It's interesting, the Bavli doesn't have this drasha, because the Yushami is lishitoso, the Yushami holds that a kotam is chayv in rias panim, doraisa. So I might have thought he's chayv in simcha doraisa. So the Yerushalmi needs a drush, especially to drush to tell you that a katan is not chayv in simcha. The Bavli learns that a katan is brought from simchas yontif because of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, because it doesn't have the ribui for yas bani. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, Omar reyla chagiga chamesh slaim. The guy says, I want to bring chamik chagiga for 5 slaim. What's the minimum? 2. But he said, I want to bring for 5. In the end, Vebi Shlaim only brought 1 with 2. Yatza or kfar nikba. Is it yoytse? Or is it already kavua? It was he said himself. So Amar Le Rabbi Yossi, V'lom Alo. Why wouldn't you say he set himself up? I guess this must be a brisa somewhere. Ilumisha Amar Reilai Asham Chamech Slaim. Said by Asham is also, it has to be at least a dollar. So somebody said, I'm going to bring an Asham 5 Slaim. Shem Alo Nikba, isn't he fixed? And therefore he brings an Asham which is worth less. He's not Yotzi. V'ka Nikba here is also fixed as well. Okay, Mishlochag Biyotav Rishon Shochag. Somebody didn't make a chagig the first day. Chagig is called regular. Goes to the whole yontif. He has to shlumi the whole yontif. V'yontif achron and shmini yetzers. Of a regular chagig, the entire yontif passes he didn't do chagiga. Ein chay baruch yusin. He doesn't make it up afterwards. It's not responsible. Valzen emar ketzoyin. This says muvas, something which is distorted. Lo yichol tikkun cannot be corrected. V'chisaron and a shortcoming. If you forget there made a chagig on yontif, ein chol imanos. You cannot make it up later on. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Shmuel said, "Nemar Tesva be Pesach, v'Nemar Tesva be Chag." says 15th day by Pesach, says 15th day by Sukkot. Matas, Rosh Hashanah by Pesach, Yontav Achron, Tashlum, Jerusalem, Rosh Hashanah by Pesach, the last day Yontav makes up for the first day, because it's all one unit of 7 days. Av Chamishah, Shenemar, Beyond Chak, even the 15th day, which is by Sukkot, despite the fact Shmini Atzeres is a shtickle different, Yontav Achron, Tashlum, the Rishon, the last day is a Tashlum for the first day. Okay, it's a little silly, but it's late enough. We'll stop here for today.